Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in New York City, and I'm at the Bright Red Desk tonight, and I'm joined by my friend Mark. Mark, you out there?
Yes. Hello, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good, good.
Good. This is
a beautiful
Mark
day
Wolf.
In New York. Another beautiful day. Yay. We like those.
Yeah.
And
my
Heather
is
traveling.
Wolf.
So, huh? Pardon? Say again.
I gave my name, Mark Wolf.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I forgot to do that when I said
yeah.
Hi to you.
And where do you live in New York? Where do you live in New York?
Over on the west side by the river.
By the river, okay.
The
and I'm
Hudson
at the
river.
Bright Red Desk on the east side. And Heather is traveling today, so she won't be joining us. So it's Mark and
right.
I talking about what's up in the sky and how to work with it and forecast for the week ahead. And also to invite you, we still have a couple of spaces left in our workshop this weekend. We're not shutting it down for the coronavirus. It'll be on Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5 down at TRS Studios downtown on 40 Exchange Street. And there's information on my website, and also if you pull up Access Astrology 2020, eventzilla.net, at eventzilla.net, you'll find it. But yeah, so what have you been noticing in the heavens above us, Mr. Mark?
Mercury stationed to go direct,
mm-hmm.
and it's at the end of Aquarius. It had been in Pisces. It went back in to the last 2 degrees of Aquarius, stationed, turned around, going forward. And so it just has to cover those 2 degrees of Aquarius and go into Pisces.
Yeah. So we're still working with that Mercury retrograde until it leaves the shadow.
Yep.
So for those of you who are having your ghosts appear, I know I've had some ghosts. Mark, have you had any ghosts?
Yeah, I had one.
Mm-hmm.
A friend I hadn't heard from for like a year who
okay.
turned up again.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I had somebody that lived, she lived across the street from us when I was a little kid, you know, like little, until eighth grade when we moved. She was the mother, you know. So she wrote a note because she had heard from somebody that my dad had passed, like last August. So she wrote a note to my aunt, and my aunt forwarded it to me. So I hadn't, you know, my other aunt was like, I know that name. How do I know that name? And I said, she lived across the street from us on Smallwood Drive. And so she kind of, you know, memories of dad and whatever, and apparently she wrote us all notes. So, you know, so that's good. Yeah. So we'll see what she said in the note, because it was an email to my aunt saying, send me the kids' addresses. So off we go. Yeah, she broke her – my parents – well, it was a party – it was a street with a lot of young parents with kids, not a lot of money, all kind of starting – you know, starter houses and starting on their careers. So it was a bit of a party street, and Mary Ruth Gaydosh broke her arm on the bongo board in the backyard. broke her shoulder. She was riding, you know, do you remember what bongo boards were? Did you have those?
Not for sure.
Okay, they were like these boards. They were kind of like, yeah, they were like, you know, they were like little skateboard things that were on a roller. And you had to kind of pump them, and then you would roll around on them. But if you had some cocktails in you, it could be a little hard to ride the bongo board. So anyway, she was riding the bongo board in the backyard, and she fell off, and she broke her shoulder. Or her arm, something, some upper body part, you know, like, so anyway, you know, they had some pretty wild parties when I was a kid growing up. And so that's what I remember about, I remembered her kid's name, and I remembered her husband's name, and I remember her. She was very, you know, she was a lot of fun. She was one of those high energy fire women, you know, riding the bongo board and breaking her arm. So, but anyway, we heard from her. So I'll have to send her a note saying, I remember you broke the bongo board in our backyard. So that was, it was kind of an inadvertent ghost, but I got her, you know, after my dad died, I started Googling different relatives from different neighbors from Smallwood, you know, and reading the obituaries for quite a few of them, but I did not find hers, and obviously not because she's still alive. So,
yeah. Premature a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And she had a boy, she had two kids, Brent and Lori, and Brent, my sister had a big crush on Brent. So there's a picture of my sister kind of tackling him and kissing him when she was about four. Yeah. So anyway, the memories. So what are you going to do? Mercury retrograde brings them back.
Yeah.
So, and also Mercury's going back into Pisces till April 11th. So for folks that are kind of going, you know, this coronavirus, when's it going to go away? Well, Pisces is water and fluid and emotions and feelings. So we're not going to see it necessarily disappear tomorrow, just saying. And we'll see what happens with that. What's your take on it astrologically?
Well, I think it does have to do with water influences.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get a lot more air in the sky, I think we have a chance to get ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
So when the planets move into air signs.
Right.
And fire signs. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah, but not right yet.
Not yet.
Not yet, yeah. And there also was a full moon this week in Virgo Pisces, and that was yesterday, Monday rather. And that, of course, is a super moon because it's close to Earth, and it takes us back to September of 2018, and then also back to last June of 2000, end of May, beginning June 9th, the opening square, and now we're at the full moon, and then we'll have the closing square in Sagittarius time. Which would be in December. So this is kind of a culmination for those bigger projects that we've been working on in terms of the kind of the bigger picture stuff for your life. And it's a beautiful full moon. I don't know if anybody's been out to look at it. It's just really very bright and very big and kind of glowing, you know, up there. And full moons also make us very aware of things and bring up emotional openness and readiness. And then in the sky this week, of course, the sun's in Pisces meeting up with Neptune, and a lot of the planets are going to be working with. The sun in Pisces is now going to go working along through all those Capricorn planets in what we call an opening sextile. So there's going to be a lot of stuff that you began at Christmas or in January that you're going to kind of see how that goes forward. And, of course, you know, back in January was when Meghan and Harry quit being king and queen, being royal, working royals, and now they're back in England kind of doing their wrap-up tour. And we'll see what happens next, you know, the consequences of the decision. They sat in a different set of chairs. They didn't get to walk in the parade. So it was a little melancholy, but also like the beginning of the new life. So for folks who began a new chapter in January, now you're going to kind of see it. And then Mars is going to go through those Capricorn planets and kind of set them off and start a whole new tact and a whole new direction. So there's a very strong forward motion energy that we're going to be getting starting in a couple of days when we get to the 23rd, when Mars comes and wakes up everybody. But in the approach to that, you know, we're in the wrap-up of the last 2 years, and we're also in the, as Mars comes into a planet, and he's coming in first to Jupiter and then to Pluto and then to Saturn on the 1st of August, there's initiating energy that really kicks up that makes us go, wow, that's starting stuff. So it's kind of a big time this next couple of weeks for people to really feel things very strongly and very emotionally. And so when Mars
excites the others, It calls for action.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
So,
yeah. And how do you think it's going to play out?
Well, I think.
How do you suggest to people?
Mm-hmm. There will be action taken on a lot of issues, mm-hmm. and it won't necessarily be well thought out, though. There may be a tendency to take an action because you are in a position to take the action rather than consulting and getting like a consensus on things.
Right. You just do it because you can, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's the Capricorn situation.
Right.
And it kind of, when Mars has to deal with Capricorn, there's a reliance on, I have the authority, therefore I don't need to consult.
Right. Do what I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A large level of independence, but also a level of not listening, right?
Yeah, so some of those actions that we take under that influence may have to be revisited later.
Right.
Because we don't see the full consequences. We're not looking for them. We're just looking
right.
for what we can make happen, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
And so we get away with it. We make things happen. And Mars
right.
is happy. The other planets feel that they've expressed something. And, you know, it's all good, but then consequences begin to show up a little ways down the line.
And so what will happen with Mars in this case, also, he's going to be in Aries from June 23rd through January 4th. Yes, you all heard me correctly. That's 6 months, July, August, September, October, November, December. And he's going to square all these planets. So whatever gets set up over these next couple weeks, to Mark's point about you think you're making the proper action, but then the opening square says, so let's go back and revisit that decision. Was
yeah.
it really the right action?
Yeah,
and so we're
going
to have an opportunity to, you know, go forward, and then Mars is going to station on September 9th and go retrograde until November 13th and then station on November 13th and then go forward again through all those planets. Three times he's going to go through those Capricorn planets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be pretty intense.
We're meant
yep.
to deal with that energy.
Yeah, and also as we're building the structures of our new lives or the structures of our next chapters, this is going to ask us to really kind of look at the chapters and understand them on a bigger level and see what they're really about. Yeah, so it's big. Big energy indeed. And it makes people feel a little bit overwhelmed, I think, on some level. So, yeah.
Yeah, because there's kind of a contest going on, but
mm-hmm.
it's not always very straightforward.
Yeah, and with that competitive energy of Mars exalted in Capricorn coming into Saturn and Pluto, and, of course, Jupiter's, you know, hanging out with the mean crowd right now, so
yeah.
he's not necessarily being the benefic that we like to think of him as being. He's kind of like... Yeah, I'm doing my gangster routine, you know. So, but they're also saying, you know, end of old cycle, time for new cycle, endings, beginnings. You know, I was talking to someone today in Australia, and he was kind of saying, you know, like, choice points in our lives. So, and it is. It's a really big choice point. So it's not just here. It's all over the world, obviously. And the pandemic, of course, is all over the world. But these aspects are happening everywhere. So we're all going to look at how our authorities deal with them, and then how do we work with our authorities, but then also on some level we have to take individual action and figure out what we need and figure out how to take care of ourselves. So it's important. These are really important times for folks, and a lot of people are feeling that, you know. But also with all the Neptune, that's why there's so much confusion, too. So some folks are feeling a little overwhelmed with that, and that's Neptune. And so what you want to do is Neptune things. Like today I had a couple of appointments, and then I had a bunch of stuff I was going to do. I did none of it.
Oh.
I thought, you know what I really need is like an Adventure Wednesday where I don't do anything. You know, I've been trying to have these Adventure Wednesdays. So I didn't do anything today at all, really. I mean, you know, I did stuff, but nothing of consequence, because I thought, you know what,
mm-hmm.
I really need is a day where I'm just kind of unhooked from things. So I unhooked myself. But I think it's important to honor when we need that unhooking, too. So, yeah. So anything
yeah,
else you want to say
you.
About the heavens? Or why don't you talk a little bit about what we're going to do this weekend so we can get some people that are listening maybe to sign up?
Yeah, we get together once a year, Heather, Ann, and I, and
mm-hmm.
we come up with some topics to help people learn and practice and learn through practice with charts. So it's always a lot of fun, and we have levels of learning. So you can be a beginner, not an absolute beginner. You need to know the planets and signs and houses, but that's about all. You'll learn from there going forward, and all the way to advanced, people who are already giving readings and want to learn some more and some techniques to help them improve their readings and contribute to all of us as well.
Right, right, which is kind of fun. So it's this weekend in New York, 14th and 15th, in a very nice, clean place. And Heather and I are both, we're both at Virgo, so we both have lots of Clorox wipes. So we promise a corona-free environment.
Right,
and also, Mark and I, you know, I'm taking off Wednesdays lately because I'm trying to make sure I get myself a full day off every week because I tend to work on the weekends. And he teaches early on Wednesday morning, on Thursday morning. So we're going to be moving the podcast next week. We're going to be moving it to Monday, March 16th. So just kind of going to go to Monday nights as our new night. Same people. Hopefully we'll all be able to make it more often because I have a class Monday and I'll be awake and home and I'll be able to show up for it. So, and Mark will be able because he's not going to get up at 5 in the morning. To go to yoga class.
Actually, I am.
Oh, are you?
Actually,
okay.
I am. But, yeah, it'll work out.
It'll work out. Okay.
Yeah.
But, anyway, so we're moving to Wednesday nights, or Monday nights, from Wednesdays to Mondays, next Monday, the 16th, now that Mercury's gone direct. So anything else you want to say about the week before we take some callers?
No, I think that pretty well sets up the week for us. The weekend has Sagittarius moon, which is always a bright and happy and optimistic moon.
Yeah, very, very forward motion. And let's get it done. Let's go raw. Yeah, it's got a lot of positive energy to it. Okay, so we've got some people that have been on hold for a while, so I will pick them up.
Okay.
Okay, hi, 917-863. You're on the air. How can we help?
Yes, hi, Anne and Mark.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a question. I hope you all are doing really well. I always listen to the show. Yeah. My date of birth is 5/17/1975.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in the Bronx. And it was 1:17 a.m. That was the time I was born.
Bronx, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And 1:17 a.m. or p.m.?
A.m.
P.m.
Okay. And I took my glasses off. I need to put them back on again. It's always good getting old. This old stuff is kind of for the birds. All right. So what's your question?
So my question is related to career. I had some difficulties last year with finding work. I've been working with the same company in healthcare for about a year, but I've only been working part-time, and it's been extremely challenging, and I'm ready to move forward in a full-time position. Is it a good time for me to start doing that right now, considering what you all were just talking about with you know, the consequences that, you know, if you make a decision right now, it may not be the best time to do that. I just hope that it is because I'm ready to move forward.
Right. So May 17th, 1975, right?
Yeah.
So I'm getting you as a, about to have Saturn go through your 12th. So, or Saturn's in your 12th. So what he's kind of, when he's in the 12th, We're in a space of, it's not to say don't look, but it's going to be looking for stuff that's a little bit behind the scenes. So if you said you were in healthcare, so it's okay for like hospitals or for institutions that work with it, because it's kind of a hidden house and it's kind of in a wrap up position. And as a Gemini, you know, you're born. Born on an eclipse. Yeah, you're a Taurus, but you're born on the eclipse. Yeah. So when you're born on the eclipse, the nodes are going into your sign in May. I mean, the nodes are going to enter Gemini, and they go backwards. So what that kind of says is that the chart is saying, not to say it's a bad time to look for work, it's just to say that the chart's not showing that you're necessarily going to find something really quickly that you like.
Mm.
So it's not a bad thing, but it is. I can see the restlessness because of the planets trining your sun on the south node, and it looks like you're feeling a little bit underused or undervalued, maybe.
Yes.
Or not really seen for the value you bring. Is there an education issue at happening, or is it just a that you need more education to get a better position, or is it tied to just feeling kind of like they don't appreciate you?
That's a good question. I think it's more of the latter. I've been in the position for a year. You have to be in the position for a year before you can transition into anything else. So, and I've been part-time, and part-time is really difficult when you have bills and, you know, things like that. But I really feel like it's more so of being undervalued. So I wouldn't necessarily want to leave where I'm at, like the company, but I do want to move into something that's more stable in terms of finances, you know?
Okay.
So
are there other more full-time positions within the organization you can apply to?
Definitely. Yes, there are.
Okay. Okay. And you've got a progressed new moon, or a progressed moon in Aries about a month and a half ago. So that would have been when you started to really feel restless about really the work,
definitely.
Yes? Okay. Well, yeah, the progressed moon's in Aries now in the second house. So that, and it's trining your midheaven, so it's kind of like, I'm ready for more. I'm ready for, and also the moon's in the second house for the next 35 months. So your chart's in the mood to make some money. So, yes, it's definitely good, but did you talk to them about going full-time where you are? Or they just set it up as a part-time gig so they don't have to pay benefits?
Well, fortunately, I do have benefits, which is great. However, in the department that I'm in, there is not a lot of wiggle room for part-timers. That's not really – I'm sorry, for full-timers. It's not something that they are looking to expand. They like having – you know, the allotments of part-time full-timers, and it's not an option in that particular department. So,
All right. Mark, what do you see?
Well, while you're experimenting and looking around, be sure to do, to volunteer for things, you know, within the job that you have, or, you know, like take on responsibility. So expand your role as much as you can. You'll be noticed.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of times things work for you. You're not seen. But there's one person who does see what you do, and you need to work so that the right person sees. Most of the people are oblivious, right? And they're not looking, and they don't see you. But all you need is the right person to notice. And you don't always see who that is. So it's not like you're playing for them. When you need them to see you, they will. So you have to have that confidence.
Right. Yeah, and you've got a couple things that are happening that are really shifting your direction. The reason I asked about more education is you're having Mercury back at the degree of your natal Mercury, so that means that you were born and Mercury went forward for a while, and then he went retrograde, and then he went direct, and now he's passing literally by like 10, 13 minutes, your natal Mercury. So, and because you're born on eclipses, they always bring stuff on eclipses. So the eclipse this summer on July 5th is right on your Saturn, which is a work planet for you.
That's my son's birthday. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's good. So that I would watch for, you know, work around then, you know, and maybe hearing about it on June 2nd and June 3rd, and then kind of doing the interview for it, and then that eclipse on the eclipse at 15 Cancer Cap is right on your Saturn and your progressed midheaven. So I think it's certainly worth trying to get something. Part of the energy of your chart, though, is there's a lot of stuff. Thank you. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that the chart might not be aware of. And so that's, you know, to Mark's point, you know, that like someone who gets some money who you don't even know notices you, that person kind of listen and pay attention to opportunities coming in through them. But yeah, it's not a bad time. It's just kind of the chart's not showing it's not showing it's not necessarily 100% clear, but it does show that once that Mars changes, which is all summer long, you're going to have that Mars going on in your second house of money, you know, from June through.
That sounds good.
Yeah, well, that activates the getting out. You know, your chart's really in the mood to make money now. So it's more, you know, if you think back 27 years ago, the last time the moon was here, and it's very much a time of, okay, I want to expand my life and get out there. A lot
mm-hmm.
of times when planets go through the second house, we want to put down roots and do, you know, kind of grow our life in a new way. So, you know, you're right in sync with your chart that it wants to do that, but it also is a time when the chart's kind of, I don't know that you even know where you necessarily would want to look, but you do have some good aspects.
I'm actually back in school. I'm sorry.
Are you back in school?
But I've been in school for a few months now, so I'm really enjoying that. But I just wanted to interject and just throw that in there.
Well, that's what I said. Are you going? Do you need to go back to school for this new thing?
Mm.
So the going back to school may be what introduced. When I said, do you need to go back to school to change your work? But maybe you're going back to school, and that will help you change your work, right? So that's what that's why I asked that question. So, Mark, anything else?
No, not at the moment.
Okay.
Let us know how it works out.
Definitely,
yeah, I
think always touch base
positive.
With you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It looks good. You're good. So have fun.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Right, take
bye-bye.
Care. Bye.
Yeah,
because she's got good aspects, but it's still a work in progress. All right, and then we have time for one more, it looks like. Hi, 631-419, you're on the air. How can we help?
Oh, thank God. Hi, Ann.
Hi,
Mark.
Deb. How are you?
Hi.
Not good. What is on me?
Huh?
What is on me?
Well,
629.
You know. Pardon?
62959, Queens, New York, 11:10 p.m. I am have been since around February 9th, if that helps, in a very, very, very deep depression I cannot pull myself out of. I don't remember feeling like this for a long time.
Yeah, what's been going on with your health?
My health, what now?
No, I'm just wondering, has there been stuff going on with that?
I still have the hiatal hernia, you know, still could only eat certain foods, you know. Why, do you see something else?
No, I just wondered, because sometimes after, you know, all the health stuff you've had, the back end of it, we go into a little bit of a depression, you know.
No, it's just everything is bad. I was told they were moving me due to the black mold. They're having a lot of problems getting me out of my lease here. Chris got in a car accident. Then because he called in, because he got in a car accident, they fired him. It's just nonstop bad. And I went into a very deep depression. It started February 9th. And I can't, like, every day you think, all right, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to jump out of this. And I can't. No matter what I do, I can't.
Right.
So I'm like, okay,
really,
something's going on.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a kind of a combination of things. I mean, right now, February 9th, the trigger would have been the moon on the Pluto.
Pluto.
And your transiting moon was in Virgo that day, hit your Pluto. What else did you have going on? You had the node on the sun, okay? So that kind of like the transiting node was on your sun, which sometimes drops the energy, and then your progressive moon now is moving opposite all those Capricorn planets. So that's in, and of course that's Chris too, stuff going on with him, and then a lot of Neptune. So that's like, I need to sleep, I need to go out, and Venus was also on your south node. So it was like it looks like you lost something then. Energetic belief in something, depression. What was it? Just kind of feeling, because the transiting Venus was on your stuff, which often activates, in your case, because of the moon in Taurus kind of activates stuff. So the car accident certainly counts in the mold and getting you out of your lease. But I think it's showing like you it lifts in about 2 weeks. So Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, I think the Pluto moon is the main thing to deal with. That's a very difficult set of energy. And
yeah.
The only way to really deal with it is to accept the changes that go on around you and also the things that you can't change. And, you know, don't overly focus on that or what happens is you start feeling helpless. And, you know, let that be a signal to yourself. If you start feeling helpless, you need to change that because that's where the depression is coming from. And Pluto moon can feel that way. You can feel really disempowered.
Mm-hmm. But that's going to go away in like 2 weeks.
It will go away when the transit passes.
When the transit's over, yeah. So right now it's kind of
activated.
Do you see
me moving anytime soon? I mean, this is crazy.
I think you move in a couple of months, yeah. I don't think it's right away. Yeah, the node is going into the house of moving, and it gets in there as of the end of March. So you should get some positive news about the move. And then as Mars goes through the now that Mercury's gone direct in Pisces, they should be able to move. Mercury's gone direct, so that should help everything move because it's stationed on your Mercury's stationed on your ascendant.
And
that rules
and
your
like,
Pluto, that you,
show
to where you
get
don't
this
have
virus?
Any control. Pardon?
Sorry, I missed that.
Show I'm going to get this virus. Oh my God.
Nope. I don't see that. I mean, I think everybody's going to get it in some form, but I don't think it's going to be hard on you if you do catch it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you hear that
not...
they just came out with Tom Hanks and his wife just got it?
Oh really?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
It was
wow.
just breaking news while you guys were on the show.
On the show.
Okay. And
well,
Trump
it makes
just
sense.
Put out that.
Just put out what? Well, it makes
that
sense.
That no one
Tom
from Europe is allowed here.
No one allowed from Europe is allowed here?
Yeah.
He's such an idiot. I'm sorry.
It's his wall.
He's going to do a wall around the country. Well, with them, we're going to really die.
We'll be locked in here with the virus.
We're all going to be, we can't
no,
escape.
No, I mean, to be honest with you, Ann, I mean, you know, I go through my depressive periods, you know that, but
this
said, no, something's going on. Something is really going on because it's just like everything is going wrong and I'm just going deeper and deeper and deeper. And I wake up every day and say, okay, today it's going to be gone. Today I'm going to feel better. And I don't at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the type, I don't like to feel useless and this, and I do.
Right.
I just, and I can't stand it.
Yeah. Well, I think
it's
that,
hard,
you know, right now the progressed moon is, you know, Tom Hanks, his chart, he's born on the same day as the United States, so that he got coronavirus is good because we're going to all go, wow, Tom Hanks got it, you know, just a guy living in, and he lives in New York City, of course. So I'm glad he said he has it, but also
he got it while filming in a movie in Australia.
Okay.
Oh.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want, I could tag you the post if you want.
No, we're good. I'll get off the air and go look it up. But he is born in the U.S. I mean, his birthday matches the U.S. charts. So the fact that he got it, he's going to be our spokesman for it. Or, you know, he's a little more, you know, public from the world's point of view in terms of what us looking at him and him being able to be kind of a spokesman for the world because everybody thinks of him as a really good guy. And, you know, so, yeah.
So you think we're
all
going
to get it? Yeah, but I do think
it
gets better. Oh, yeah, I think this is big. This is big. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're estimating 60-70% of the population will catch it. I mean, you know, different ages get affected in different ways, but...
I know, but I'm like 60, so I'm really scared.
Yeah, I know. We're in the category that they say don't fly on planes. they said the senior citizen shouldn't fly on planes. I'm like, hey, I got a lot of travel planned for this year. I plan on going on those planes. But
no,
yeah,
you just stay put and you stay home and you cook chicken. I gotta laugh.
It was like rocks. It was like friggin' hockey pucks. Mark, yesterday
no,
I put chicken in the oven around 2:30. I know, it should be a Pyrex commercial. I put chicken in the oven around 2:30, and I had my tuna fish sandwich, and then I had my board meeting, and then I got busy, and then I forgot the chicken, and then I came to Access Astrology, and then I'm sitting at dinner last night around 9:30, and I go, you know, I never took the chicken out of the oven. And I, you know, I put 3 chicken cutlets in. I was going to make chicken salad, you know, today, you know, whatever. So anyway, I got home and they were like hockey pucks because they cooked for 8 hours in a Pyrex dish.
Right,
the Pyrex was completely positive. So I posted it on Facebook that I had managed to really, you know, a chicken died in vain because he never got eaten. He got cooked to death. So, but yeah, at any rate. So the British lady spoke. I think you feel better at the end of the month, Deb. Huh? Pardon?
The end of the month, and you do see me getting out of here.
Yeah, it doesn't look
like
you move.
This apartment, because they're really fighting. They will not let me break my lease.
Mm. Well, you've got black mold. It's housing. I mean, they, you know, call the housing department.
They're brutal. They're brutal here.
Well, you're not in New York, right? Because in New York, they give them huge fines when there's black mold. I mean, you're out in Long Island, yeah.
I'm Long Island.
Yeah.
But, you know,
well, you do need to get out of there
because
black mold is not great for Long.
Make sure somebody's advocating for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have that, but they're giving them a really hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so I just wanted to know if you guys saw a time where you actually saw me, like, getting in a truck and going.
Yeah, at the
like
end of the month,
moving.
It looks like you get released, and then you move after that. But you have to find a place to go to, too, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Chris is having
it
a hard
is.
Time.
Well,
it's
a hard time. Yeah, it's a hard time. And well, take care of yourself. Okay, so we're going to... And I think it looks like it gets better. So that's the other part. Remember, it's temporary transit. It does get better. All right. So we're going to sign off and send you all back to bed. And I'm going to go Google Tom Hanks. And off we go. So anything else you want to add, Mark, before we roll?
No, that's it for this week.
Okay. And next week we'll be back on the 16th, Monday the 16th. And we have the weekend this weekend if you want to come and join us and learn about astrology. Take care. Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk.
Mark Waltz, New York City. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.